Hey guys, this is Rich, obviously co-host of the Flagship Podcast here on the Voice Wrestling Podcast Network. We'll get right back to the flagship. Before we do that, though, I do want to let you know that this particular episode of the Flagship Podcast is sponsored by our friends, XBet. If you are passionate about sports and looking for a thrill, you need to check out the freshly redesigned XBet. They're calling it the last sports book you'll ever join. I've been playing on XBet, and they really do have it all, whether it's odds on basketball, combat sports, or even betting on the next Bitcoin dip. And the best part is, when you win, you get paid quick. But it's not just about placing bets. No. XBet is a whole experience. They support athletes and sports shows like ours, and they give back to the community with tons of free bets and cash prize contests. Did I mention they also have a casino now? Yes, you can spin the slots, play some roulette, or try your luck at the live tables, all from a mobile platform that lets you enjoy the fun on the go. Whether you're super into sports betting or just curious about trying it out, you need a site that makes it fun and easy, and that's why you've got to check out XBet. Sign up today using promo code VOW and get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 on your first deposit. Again, that's promo code VOW at XBet, X as in, DMX bet, and use that promo code VOW for a free cash bonus to kickstart your betting journey. There's great UFC cards on the horizon, baseball season's in full swing, football's just about to come. There's never been a better time to play. Again, go to XBet, use that promo code VOW, get a generous bonus of up to $1,000 off your first deposit, promo code VOW. Sign up today at xbet.ag. Make your next bet XBet. And now, back to the flagship.
Hello, everyone. My name is Taylor.
And I'm Kelly.
And we are the co-hosts of Jumping Bomb Audio, the number one show all about the world of Joshi Pro Wrestling. Episodes drop every other Monday, where we discuss the biggest Joshi news, review shows, and preview the hottest upcoming Joshi action.
So whether you're a new fan or an old fan, we've got something here for you at Jumping Bomb Audio.
Check us out on the Voices of Wrestling Podcast Network.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com. And now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
It is Flagship Plus, your supplemental flagship content for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. It's going to be a very AEW-centric edition of Flagship Plus. In fact, it's going to be wall-to-wall AEW as we review the weekend shows, Rampage and Collision, and then do a preview of Blood and Guts coming up tomorrow on Wednesday from Nashville, and then some thoughts as well when it comes to the continuing rumors of AEW being on the goal line, at the finish line, in the red zone, on the precipice of a new deal with Warner Brothers Discovery. I will give you my take and my opinion on the latest when it comes to their new media rights deal. First, let's talk about the ratings over the weekend from Collision and Rampage. Rampage did 284,000 viewers and a 0.10 in the demo. That was down 16% in total viewership from the week before. Remember, Rampage had a surprisingly great week the week prior, setting some highs in viewership and demo over the last over the previous few months, and down 17% in the demo from a 0.12 to a 0.10 this week. For Collision, 472,000 viewers in 8.15. It was up 30% in total viewership and up 7% in the demo, which really, you know, that's just, they went from a 0.14 to a 0.15 in the demo. But a huge 30% jump in total viewership from the week prior. Remember, though, Collision went up against news coverage of the attempted assassination of presidential candidate Donald Trump the week prior, which undoubtedly hurt the total viewership from that standpoint. So, and you know, Collision did go up against the WNBA All-Star Game, which normally wouldn't be much of a factor at all, but with the WNBA having a massive spike in viewership this year with the addition of, you know, largely on the back of Caitlin Clark, the former Iowa star, the WNBA All-Star Game did much better numbers than it typically does. I think I read somewhere the third highest numbers for a WNBA game, either on ESPN or whatever the case may be. But Collision had to go up against that, which was the primary sports competition on Saturday. It's always something on Saturdays, though. So considering that, to do 472,000 viewers and be up 30% in total viewership, that was a really strong week for Collision, coming off a really strong week for Rampage the week prior. And now there is talk that there is continuing talk that AEW is very close to securing their new deal with Warner Bros. Discovery. It feels like we've been talking about this story for months on end. My personal opinion, and I've been, you know, keeping up with this stuff and staying on top of it, is that I believe Tony Khan believes that this is a done deal. There's no indication that there's a signed deal. There's no indication that this is officially a done deal and that they're just waiting to announce it for whatever reason. But I believe that Tony Khan believes that he has a new deal.
Hello there, everybody. It's me, Gary Kidney, the co-host of You've Got to Be Kidding Me on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
And I am Liam Jones, my full name, and I am also a part of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network as a co-host for You've Got to Be Kidding Me.
We are a TNA history podcast that covers TNA 1 month at a time. We cover all the drama, all the matches, all the Vince Russo nonsense you could ever want in your life.
Have you heard of TNA? I bet you have, but would it be funnier if two people made jokes over it the whole time? Probably.
So if that sounds like fun to you, check it out on this very Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, and Liam will do bits and whatnot.